What is Chalek Bet Yosef? Let's start with explaining what Chalek Bet Yosef is. Chalek Bet Yosef is a standard of a kashrut in an animal. As a matter of fact, when you shecht an animal, the only thing that you have to check to make sure that it wasn't tarif are the lungs, because in the lungs it happens to be that's where the most common deficiencies are. There are adhesions. These adhesions are called sirchot. These sirchot have to be carefully removed in order to make sure that there's no fog. Maran HaBet Yosef was of the opinion that it's not possible to be able to have that it's not possible if you have sirchot to kasher the animal. He was quoting Chivot HaRashba, that once you have sirchot, once you have these adhesions on the animal, we're not sure at all whether they're good adhesions or not good adhesions. Don't touch the animal. That's the opinion of
these adhesions themselves make the animal tarif,
because the adhesions are a siman that there might be a hole under the adhesion.
So you need to research.
So therefore, you have to. Yeah, so the Rama says you take off the adhesions, and it depends which adhesions. But on the ones that it's possible to do, you would remove them, and then you would you would actually, just like a tire, you would blow up the lung, and then you would put it in water, and then you're able to see if it bubbles. If it bubbles, that means that there is a hole, and then the animal is tarif. And that's what many places do. But according to Maran HaBet Yosef, once there's an adhesion, you can't touch the animal. Maran says, furthermore, if you do peel off these sirchot, it's as if you are feeding trefot to Israel. So this is obviously a very difficult halacha to keep, because most animals indeed have sirchot. So Rav Avadya started pushing the inyan that we have to have animals that are Chalek Bet Yosef, and the Sfaradim are only able to eat Chalek Bet Yosef. Until Rav Avadya started speaking about it, it was very, very hard to get. He revived this inyan in the Teshuvot and Yabi Omer Heleke. He talks about it, and he revived the inyan, and would speak about it a lot, and people started being more makbid on Chalek Bet Yosef because of Rav Avadya. Now, I do want to point out a certain point which is very important. I think that this point is something that people get confused with, is that when Rav Avadya said that you should be makbid on Chalek Bet Yosef, nevertheless, we have another halakha that is written that if you find an animal that's shechted in the street, in a, we'll call it a Jewish neighborhood, you can eat the animal. It wasn't checked or anything, and the lungs are not there anymore. If you find meat in the street that you know is kosher, you're allowed to eat it. It wasn't checked. There's a halacha called Rov Behemot Kshirot. Most animals are kasher. You could rely on the Rov Behemot Kshirot, which means the mitzvah of eating, the commandment of eating kosher, it's not that only if it was Chalek Bet Yosef. Chalek Bet Yosef is telling you it's kosher. Now, if you find meat and you don't know if it was kosher, you could rely that most animals are kasher. There's a rule that most animals are kasher. Which Rav Avadya Yosef applies this principle in Yabia Omer Cheleke to the following. What happens if somebody is at a wedding, or if somebody is at another event and they serve him meat? Can he rely that that meat is kosher? So Rav Avadya Yosef said that since you could rely on Rov Behemot Kshirot at the end of this teshuva in Yabia Omer Cheleke, you could rely on the principle of Rov Behemot Kshirot, and you'd be able to consume the meat. As a matter of fact, today I had the honor of meeting Rabbi Amitai Ben David, who was just here, the author of the Sichat Chulin, one of the world experts in Trefot, and he told me that he heard a similar psak in the name of, that he spoke to Rabbi Tzion Abashaul, Zichron Tzadik Livracha, about, which is the following. And this is a psak that I want to present. Now that Rav Avadya Yosef pushed very much the inyan of Chalek Bet Yosef, we once spoke about what is the Moroccan minhag regarding Chalek Bet Yosef, and we mentioned that this was the great machloket between the Megurashim and the Toshavim, the ones who moved into Spain in 1492 after the expulsion. They came with the minhag that they were lenient on sirchot, that any sirchot that was stuck to the body of the animal, sirchas muchaladof, and they were kshuchaladof, and they were called, they would be kolef, and then they would check. They wouldn't do Chalek Bet Yosef, for sure not. So the question is, nowadays we have the minhag avotenu, we don't have to do Chalek Bet Yosef. So in Magen Avot Yoredei, I discussed that it's not so simple to say that, because it could be that they rely on them because they had one animal. You know, so they had to rely on the opinions of Hefsed, of the other opinions. But now that we have so much choice and we're able to get Chalek Bet Yosef, everyone would agree that would be the best thing. Nevertheless, if a person has, he's in a meat store, is he allowed to buy the meat that's in front of him? So Rabbi Ben David said in the name of Rabbi Zina Bashaul, and I heard this also in the name of Rabbi Shlomo, I heard this from Rabbi Shlomo Miller over here, a posek in Toronto, that based on the principle that Maran is posek, that ne'evda ha're'ak shira, what's the halacha ne'evda ha're'ak shira? If one has a lung that in an animal that got lost before he had the opportunity to check the lung if it's kosher or not, it got lost. Says Maran, you could rely that the behemoth was kshira. So over here, since you don't know what happened in the Bet HaShechita, whether the animal was Chalak Bet Yosef or not, it's just coming to the store to you. It's like ne'evda ha're'ak shira. It's as if you don't have that information presented in front of you, and you can rely on the principle of Rav Behemot Kshirot, which would mean, practically speaking, that if a place doesn't do Shechita Maran, they don't separate the Behemot that are Chalak Bet Yosef, and I go to a store and I want to buy the meat, I could rely on the principle. Well, I don't know what it is, and the Re'ah is not here, there's no way I could check it, Rav Behemot Kshirot. So he said, Rabbi Ben David, he asked Rabbi Tzina Bashul, Rabbi Tzina Bashul said, from the moment that the Shechita place doesn't let you enter and they don't tell you which animals are Bet Yosef or not, and it's very difficult to be Mivared, it's very difficult to find out which animals they did are Chalak Bet Yosef, and they mixed them up, you could buy any meat, and you could rely on Ne'evda Ha'reak Shira, that since the Re'ah is not in front of you, it's kosher. And in principle,
after the fact,
it would be kosher. And in principle, Rav Avadya Yosef writes something very similar. He says that if you're at a wedding and the meat is in front of you, it's kosher. When we mention Chalak Bet Yosef, that we have to push the concept of market, that if a person's in the Bet Shechita and he wants to take an animal, he has to make sure that the animal is, in other words, the standards of what the Makhshirim are Makhshir. And Baruch Hashem, because of Rav Avadya Yosef's consistent derush on this and pushing it, many Madvechot, they guarantee everything is Chalak Bet Yosef, and everybody, and a lot of people are interested by Chalak Bet Yosef. But if somebody is found in a situation where he doesn't have Chalak Bet Yosef, even according to Rav Avadya Yosef, he would be permitted to consume the meat.